I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Anna Mattson. She's an organizer with the Negaunee Beautification Committee, and they're kicking off the planting season with a special activity coming up later on this evening in Negaunee. Here's more with Anna Mattson.
Tonight at 6:30, we will be meeting at the Miners Park, and we will be starting our getting the garden ready for the Marigold Mania, which takes place with the fourth graders from Lakeview School. That'll be the first week of June. And we like to have the flower beds, everything ready for them when they come over, because they come during the day about in school.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anybody who's taking anybody of their relatives, friends, or whatever over to the park tonight, just come on and join us. We'll have the rakes, garbage bags, and, you know, you can join in and help. You don't have to commit to meetings every month or any other thing, you know,
sure.
Whatever.
Sure. You can just get together and help out and clean up, and you work with the park, but I'm sure you do some other projects too through the course of the year too, right?
Right. We do the annual Marigold Mania, and then with the sixth graders this year, we'll be starting something new. Derek Cardinal, the sixth grade teacher, is helping us organize a cleanup and get ready of the Pocket Park and the Senior Center Park. And this is an Earth Day project he's working on, and mm-hmm. we partnered together with him. And then we move up into the high school, and we partner with Kevin Bell and his Woods class, and they make us the iron ore carts. You see them all over town, 1844.
Yeah, they're the planters that are modeled after the ore carts, the iron ore carts used in the mines. And, of course, as you mentioned, the 1844, that's the history of Negaunee when they discovered the iron ore in the iron town, which is always a nice reminder of its history. And one thing I think that does bear mentioning, Anna, is that not only do you work with the youth and work with the community, but you get some good community support as well as an organization.
Yes, definitely. And I'd like to, I don't want to single people out because so many people come out and do help us when we're doing fundraisers. We operate on only donations. We're a 501c. So, you know, we don't do a lot of paid advertising. We do word of mouth advertising.
Sure.
So Ron Caters helps us a lot. And, you know, Super One is always never says no.
Right.
So anybody that's out there that has something they think they could offer us as help with community, we're looking for public service announcements, places to put our advertisements.
And show up to just to help out with various projects, right?
Yes, correct.
How do people find out more about what you do? If maybe they can't make it tonight, they want to help out with something this summer in Negaunee, what's the best way to find out more about what you do?
Okay, well, you've offered graciously to put us on your web page or Facebook page, mm-hmm. and we also have a Facebook page under the City of Negaunee Parks and Rec Department.
Sure.
My phone number's on there. Mary Beth Kurtz, who runs the Midtown, who was one of our greatest supporters,
yep,
and actually donates her pickle buckets every year for us to sell.
Well, that's always good.
See, it is. It's 101 uses for a pickle bucket. So, you know, these are the little things that I don't always remember, and I should remember more, but they mean a lot to us and help us out.
It's always great to have that kind of community support. Now folks can come out this evening. Tell them again where they need to be, okay. When and where.
Tonight we'll be meeting at the Miners Park at 6:30, and I'll bring the rakes and the garbage bags. You bring a pair of gloves, and we'll find us somewhere we can help you in.
That's Anna Mattson, organizer with the Negaunee Beautification Committee. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.